If asked to picture Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in your mind's eye, odds are you will conjure up one of two images of the Austrian composer, both of which have Czech artistic roots, albeit centuries apart. If not the lead actor from Miloš Forman's Oscar-winning film Amadeus, the image in your head just might be a portrait by Jihlava native Barbara Kraft. Maria Barbara Steiner was born in 1764 in Jihlava, a town straddling the historical border between Bohemia and Moravia. Her father was an Austrian imperial court painter of Moravian origin who, a few years after his daughter's birth, became a member of the Royal Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna on the merits of his portrait of the then Chancellor of State. Although Barbara, as she was known, worked by her father's side as a young girl and embraced his techniques, that she would follow fully in his footsteps was quite an exceptional thing in the late 18th century, says author and historical researcher Zdeněk Geist.
Barbara Kraft was not only an interesting painter, but also quite a remarkable woman who achieved recognition in the arts. From a professional standpoint during that era, this wasn't at all easy for women.
In her early 20s, Barbara moved to the Austrian capital along with her father in 1786. That year, she exhibited her first portrait at the Academy of Fine Arts in Vienna of a French abbé. It was a sensation, and she would go on to become one of just a handful of women painters invited to become members of the Academy in the entire 18th century. Despite that early and remarkable success, Barbara's mother was apparently eager to marry her only daughter off to a solid earner. At the age of 25, she wed an Austrian apothecary named Josef Kraft. Author and historical researcher Zdeněk Geist again.
Byl tehdy čerstvým držitelem diplomu.
Joseph had just received his diploma and was running a pharmacy in Vienna's Spittelberg quarter. At the time, Barbara's mother lived not far away from his pharmacy. She was concerned that her daughter's artistic endeavors alone wouldn't secure her future, and we can speculate that she had a hand in the match. They married, Joseph ran his pharmacy, and Barbara looked after their son, Johann August, but continued painting.
Lékárník Josef Kraft provozoval svoji lékárnu a Barbara pokračovala ve své tvorbě.
It would have been a great pity had she not continued. In welcoming her to the Academy of Fine Arts, the jury recognized Barbara Kraft's gifts, as later described by a German historian in glowing terms. Madame Kraft, he wrote, has a command of the art form and great talent, faithfully capturing the likeness of all she paints. No portrait is flawed. What's more, she paints with great ease. She was able to paint four portraits on one canvas in just 2 hours. Her painting style is masculine and bold, with wide strokes. No woman before her has painted so well. In 1792, the same year that a son was born to Josef and Barbara Kraft, her father died. Just as bold in life as she was with her paintbrush, says researcher Zdeněk Geist, Barbara returned to Jihlava to petition for a fair share of the inheritance, which otherwise would have gone to her two brothers. Cash on hand, over the next decade she would move around the Austro-Hungarian Empire, leaving Vienna for Salzburg, then spending 9 years in Prague before returning once more to Vienna and formally separating from her husband in 1803. Perhaps Josef had found her bold spirit, wanderlust, and growing fame difficult to take. The historical record offers no definitive answers. Whatever the case, Josef stayed in Vienna while Barbara moved with her children to Salzburg, the city of Mozart. At the dawn of the 19th century, at the age of 39, she was a single working mother.
Bez pochyby navíc platí, že se tak dalo ve víru francouzských revolučních a později napoleonských válek.
What's more, it wasn't long after the French Revolution, and at a time when Napoleonic troops were passing through Salzburg, on campaign. Nevertheless, Barbara Kraft was a very confident woman with a good sense for business as well as the arts, and she was able to thrive even in such conditions.
Nova dokázala se i v těchto podmínkách uplatnit.
While in Prague and Moravia, Barbara Kraft executed many church paintings and religious portraits, including for the altar of the Amauzi Monastery, destroyed, sadly, by an errant U.S. bombing raid a century and a half later. Zdeněk Geist again.
Zejména pro Barbaru se jednalo o velmi zajímavé a úspěšné období, po němž také zůstalo mnoho památek.
For Barbara, it was evidently quite an interesting and certainly a successful period. Her Prague atelier was in Malá Strana, quite near a number of nobles' palaces, which was also important for gaining commissions. Many of her portraits of aristocrats survive to this day for us to admire. She also did a lot of figures for various churches in Prague and quite interesting work for universities. She'd begun doing portraits of professors, which led to other rather prestigious commissions, including of 3 Habsburg emperors.
Prestižní, a to stvárnění panovníků Habsburgsko-Lotrinské dynastie 3 císařů.
Barbara Kraft's most intensely prolific period, though, was not when she worked mainly in Salzburg from the years 1803 to 1821, though during that time she did complete an astounding number of portraits. In the final 4 years of her life, in the Bavarian town of Bamberg, she is reputed to have completed 145 portraits. Today, her works are held by many important museums, including the Carolino Augustium in Salzburg, Stadelgalerie in Frankfurt, and of course the Czech National Museum in Prague. Among her surviving works are portraits of the emperors Josef II, Leopold II, Franz II, and various nobles. But none is better known than her iconic 1819 rendering of a young Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, which is also perhaps the best-known portrait of the composer himself, despite having been executed nearly 30 years after his death. Zdeněk Geist again.
Reagovala na zdvořilou žádost vídeňského milovníka hudby, libretisty.
The portrait was commissioned by Joseph von Schönleitner, a Vienna librettist and concert organizer, who asked Mozart's sister to lend him 3 portraits from which a posthumous painting could be made.
Posmrtného obrazu portrétu Wolfganga Amadea Mozarta.
Von Schönleitner had taken great pride in his personal collection of portraits of famous composers and wanted the painter from Jihlava, whose work he greatly admired, to paint one for him of Mozart in his prime. But although Barbara Kraft and Mozart had long lived in the same city, Salzburg, and could have crossed paths also in Prague or Vienna, she never met the composer. Under the supervision of Mozart's sister, Maria Anna, and perhaps borrowing some of her features, Barbara is said to have captured his likeness as no other. Certainly, Graf's Mozart has all but cornered the modern market. If you have ever been to Austria, or been brought back a souvenir from the classical music-loving Alpine country, you no doubt have seen that very portrait in miniature. It adorns the boxes and wrappers of Mozart balls, or Mozart Kugeln, the delicious Salzburg confection of marzipan and nougat, covered in dark chocolate and named in the composer's honor.